Record it to tone.
Sweet. Let me see if I got a script. I got a script. We're good. We got lots of... I'm surprisingly ready for the show.
What?
Yeah. I tried to hurry up and get ready and...
Man, what, are you drunk?
No, not at all. The opposite.
Oh, man.
I'm almost... At first, I was almost completely out of steam, but now I'm feeling a bit more energized.
You just can't wait to talk about Captain Planet. He's your hero.
He's going to take pollution down to zero.
That's right, baby.
He's not going to do that. He's going to get killed by climate change. He has no chance.
Most likely true. He'll run out of hearts.
I'm going to open the channel.
Do it, Doug.
All right, no veto. There it goes. Flynn for the win.
I should take a picture. I hung my sweet Tron light at my office at work.
Ha! I'm wearing my Flynn's arcade T-shirt. So that's what gave him the power to be first.
Oh. The power is yours.
Yeah.
I got a like NCOM shirt recently that I went and bought. It's pretty nice.
I think I'm ready. I have way too many tabs open.
Yeah, me too. I could start at any time.
Oh, that means you want to start. Okay.
If you're ready. No pressure.
Hey, don't try and distract us with the fact that there's a hot host on HQ. I can't flip to HQ right now.
Yeah, I'm never going to fall into that trap again. Yeah, we can't do that on air.
Yeah, that was a disaster, even though tonight is championship night, I think.
I don't even know what that means.
I think at the end of the season is here.
Oh.
There are seasons?
Yes?
Okay.
Points happen, you level up, you can skip the first like 7 questions after a while and just keep playing. No? Okay.
That doesn't ring a bell.
I have not played that game in a long time.
Oh, yeah. Now the new thing is as you level up, whatever your level is, you can just automatically miss the questions up till that number. So once you get up to like level 7 or level 8, you can just ignore the first like 7 or 8 questions and just keep progressing. So you only have to answer like 3 or 4 questions at the end.
Seems like a super trap.
Yeah. Anyway, moving on. All right. I'm ready. Ready? Ready, Freddy?
Whoa.
Crazy little thing called love.
Do you see who's on the channel? The original guest. The stink palm.
Oh, that guy exists?
Yeah. Oh, snap.
You better sit up. What up? Pay attention.
Yeah, serious. I gotta dust off.
I better get my chair extra squeaky.
You need to calm down there, buddy.
Man, it sounds like, you know, a bad, like, 80s teen movie. You
know? Yeah, for sure.
All right, let's actually do this thing.
Do it, Doug.
Greetings, true believers. Welcome to the 192nd installment of the Puzzle Warriors 3. I am the only one. You can call me Craig. We got KS72. He's Ray. We got Sneaky Beat 15. He's Ian. And sometimes he has stinky feet. Hello.
Hello.
What's up?
Wow, that's going back a few years.
That's not still a thing?
No. You know, they should have the What's Up guy show up at the castle and get dilly-dilly.
Oh.
You know, the king just walks in and be like, what's up? And the king goes, dilly-dilly. And then the frogs show up and just croak at him. Mud. Wise. And then a horse comes by and stampedes all of them to death.
Huh.
Like, it is blended all together. That's your Super Bowl commercial for 2020. All right. Anyway.
I like it. Okay. Yep.
This is the week of May 15th to May 22nd of the 2019s. And I realized I just didn't even bother finishing the script.
I must have not looked at it very thoroughly.
I apparently did not in any way.
This week, Vision.
So, let me pull up the Game Pendium site here for a minute. All right, so according to Game Pendium, let's go with this. Today, Yellow Vision. Tomorrow, Yellow Doctor Strange. Green Thanos. Black Hawkeye. Green Star-Lord. Red Elektra. Black Gambit, and then Black Angel to wrap up the week. Man, I need a copyright editor or something. Not copyright, copy editor, is that what it's called? I don't know. And your 5-day 4-star crash! On the 13th was Black Panther?
Big question mark? Fighting the Prowler?
Oh, right. I remember this.
You do.
It was remarkably much easier than I expected it to be.
Yeah, I don't understand our Facebook page. Joe posted that this was a real challenge. And yeah, it wasn't for me. There was a bunch of red on the board, so I matched that away and then used red. And then I did that again, and I won. Like, it was nothing.
Yeah, I finished it. Like, he didn't even convert any of my tiles.
No.
Like, I made some special tiles, and he was dead. Like, that was it. I was like, oh, all right.
I do recall that the first time he fortified one of my tiles, I was like, oh, hey, thanks. Oh, right, I remember what that does.
Fortify yourself.
Yeah,
I not optimistic. I have not tried it, and again, I have not looked for any help online, but I feel confident that 111 level 70 Poop House Panther is not going to get it done.
Yeah, Poop House Panther is probably a sad time.
Yeah.
Well, give it a whirl. What's the worst that could happen?
I'll give it a quick look. I'll try not to waste too many resources.
Yeah, waste a couple of minutes and then just give up. Coming up on the 18th is Star-Lord? Question mark?
Truth.
Yeah, man. Quill.
There you go. Yeah. He's a legendary outlaw. He's half Cherokee and Choctaw. His baby, she's a Chippewa.
He is not.
She's one of a kind. All his friends call him Bearpaw? No?
No.
You're too deep. Come back to us.
Apparently he is fighting the king of all giant sea tortoises, Gamora.
Absolutely. Gamora.
Gamora!
And in a shocking twist, we have him lazily specked in the exact same way. Craig and I going for the 544.
You should champ yours.
That costs ISO.
You probably have that.
I don't. Nope, you have to play the game to get that.
Oh, that is true.
Playing one one-star note of Deadpool Daily a day isn't going to get you there.
No. You at least got to get the free character every day.
You do.
I do. There are some days that's all I play. I just get to the Deadpool Daily like, I'm going to go play this Willy Wonka game for a minute.
I can't believe you're still doing that.
It's a good game.
Warning, it's not fun.
It's kind of fun.
Yeah, I was gonna say I'm the only one who's gotten out. My son and my wife are deeply entrenched in that game, and Craig is flying past everybody.
Yeah, I have a lot of levels of that game.
I made it to the second part of the factory, and I'm like, I just kind of. But to answer any other questions, yes, I am kind of stockpiling ISO in hopes of either championing. That word. It hasn't plagued me in ages. But championing either 4-star Luke Cage or 4-star Star-Lord.
Okay. Very good. Storyland. Good old simulator's running right now. That'll get you 3 Colossi. 1 Talos, who will attack you with his giant brain. 30 CP. Top 50 folks get Cloak and Dagger. And 51 to 400 is Switch. Starting tomorrow. Let's just do this now. Civil War is back. I love Civil War. It's a good time. Unfortunately, this year, the rewards are god-awful and god-awful worse.
They are not.
They are terrible.
Uninteresting and god-awful are worlds apart.
Things I don't need? Winter Soldier covers or Uncanny X-Force Deadpool covers?
Again, you don't need any of them, but that doesn't make them god-awful. It's not like you get, like, a Psylocke cover or a Dazzler cover. That would be god-awful.
I wish I could get Dazzler covers. So I can actually get her high enough level to tank a color once in a while. That'd be nice.
That's true. I've heard from reliable sources that those Winter Soldier covers will someday get you that beard cap.
Yeah.
Helpful.
Useful, that. Anyway, so we were discussing, you know, strategies for Civil War. Some people just like to go all one side. Some people like to do, what is it, boss on one side and nodes on the other side.
Correct.
I think we're still up in the air. We're just going to make this call that we're going to do that. Are we doing bosses one side, nodes the other side?
That would be nice. I think we could. We still have plenty of time to get everybody on board for that. Ray, what do you want to do? You're the smart one.
I'm fine with that. We just need to make sure the Alliance is on board. So
you're the howling mad Murdoch of this crew.
Everybody. Okay. Everybody who's in our lands who listens to this podcast, sure, we will do that. Attack, I don't know. What did we decide? We want to do boss, You attack.
I wonder whichever flavor involves me not fighting boss Iron Man.
Okay. So you play Team Iron Man and fight boss Cap, and then
Iron Man nodes and boss Cap,
and then switch over to do Team Cap to fight Iron Man nodes. Sure.
Okay.
And I will. I don't know. I guess I will post that in our alliance chat.
Right.
I don't trust that chat.
It's not good. Messages sometimes don't get. It's gotten better, but.
Yeah, but I hate it when you get, like, responses to things and you never got the initial question. I'm like, what are these people talking about?
Yeah, that's what I mean.
And they close the game out and restart it.
Some messages just don't show up. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, okay, we'll do it this way. Ian, you post what we're doing on the Facebook page.
I will.
That way, we'll be sure to never get anybody aboard.
All right. There you go. So, yeah, Team Cap's side, you're getting... Sleeves and then Bucky on Team Iron Man side, you're getting Rocket and Groot and then Deadpool. Both of which, when you get to the end, will get you the Rescue Me Recruit tokens. In which case, what's that actor shows up and yells at you? Smokes a lot of cigarettes.
Martin Downey Jr.?
Nope. He was the guy who was on Rescue Me.
Oh, yeah. Dennis Leary.
Yeah, that guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. If that's what happens, I'll be pretty stoked. Like, in this little video clip comes out, and he's like, takes a big drag out of a cigarette, blows it out, and yells at you. That'd be dope. Anyway, man, I need sleep or something. I'm like all loopy.
It's one of those days.
Oh, I'm telling you. So that's what we're doing in the Alliance. Live it up. Civil War. Good time.
Cool.
What else we got here? PvP land. It is the back to life, back to reality season once again. In your shield simulator, you get some BDSM Carol, three Deadpools, and then Ronin Hawkeye there at the end. And the Superhero Showdown, last week we had the last Titanic fight.
Yes.
Where we had Freedom Force.
Yes, taking on
one
the
single
greatest
Sentinel.
Android of all time. No. I thought, oh no, you're right, it was. Dragon Man lost. It was one Sentinel versus some mutants. I was really rooting for Dragon Man in my head.
You're going to lose that bet.
Yeah. All right, Ray, who wins?
So we have several comments. First, I'm going to... here's a comment that I haven't read yet because I just saw that it was posted. So about the Freedom Force versus Sentinel. Most of these are second-tier mutants, but Spider-Woman would be a bit much to handle. Sentinel shoots Pyro's gas tank, taking out Mystic and the Blob in the explosion. Avalanche and Spider-Woman jump into the fray because the rest of the team is dead. Spider-Woman webs up the Sentinel, and Avalanche uses his powers to generate seismic waves to open a chasm below the Sentinel. Sentinel falls into the chasm and is engulfed in lava. Freedom Force wins.
Is it liquid hot magma?
The other comments. Let's see here. Mystique morphs into Bolivar Trask and orders the Sentinel to stand down. While it's confused, the rest of the force takes it out. How about, though, Freedom Force versus Sentinel? I'm just going to say Sentinel and move on to the important issue. Do the segment again. All right, there you go. And we also had a vote that said, I vote for the robot / android because Craig. In any case, Sentinels clearly got double the votes that Freedom Force did. Sentinel is the winner.
Amazing.
One mark, one Sentinel march through the whole pack and won it all. Oh, my goodness. I just got too loud. I forgot I have a child that's sleeping and a wife that's trying to help him go to sleep.
Yeah, you're fairly far away from them.
I got a pretty small house, dude. Hold on. I'm going to go text an apology to my wife.
It's an exciting moment. I'm sure she'll
be good. It was a big day. Wow, we should do that segment again. That was absurd. That was an absurd outcome.
That it was. There are some other comments about the segment in general, but we'll get to that in listener comments.
All right. So there you go. That was the Superhero Showdown. It may make a reappearance. Are we doing this other thing now?
Yeah.
All right. Might so, well. Ray, tell me what happened here. Ray, tell me what happened here. Somebody tell me what happened here.
Well, we got the Superhero Showdown. The Superhero Showdown has ended, and we asked for some help from the listeners because we were underprepared. So we have, with their help, put together a segment filler until we're ready to run the superhero showdown again. I think Ray's going to break it down for everybody.
Sure. So how that works is, what we're going to do is, and this was inspired because of our argument / discussion about Endgame Infinity War last week. It was suggested, actually we got a few suggestions, but sorry, this was my favorite. We're going to take a look at the 22 Marvel Cinematic Universe movies, and we're going to pick the worst and throw it out until eventually we get to what we think is the best movie. And I suggested, so that we don't spend ridiculous amounts of time on it, that we actually pick three of the worst and discuss them and rank them in order each week. So we're not, you know, doing this for the next half a year, but instead just, you know, just the next like 7-8 shows. So there you go. I'll give a rundown of the list of movies. And then we're going to pick three between the three of us, not like one each, but we're going to agree on three and then pick the worst of those. So here's the list. Starting in 2008, we had Iron Man, then The Incredible Hulk, Iron Man 2, Thor, Captain America the First Avenger, Marvel's The Avengers, Iron Man 3, Thor the Dark World, Captain America Winter Soldier, Guardians of the Galaxy, Age of Ultron, Ant-Man, Civil War, Doctor Strange, Guardians of the Galaxy 2, Spider-Man Homecoming, Thor Ragnarok, Black Panther, Infinity War, Ant-Man and the Wasp, Captain Marvel, and Endgame. So of those, what do you think is the worst three? Can we agree on the first two immediately?
We can immediately agree on the Hulk, right? Because that movie stinks.
The Hulk, Ed Norton Hulk, is garbage.
Okay, the Hulk is in my list as well, so the Hulk is on there. What was the other one you said?
That was it. I was definitive about the Hulk.
My other one was The Dark World, Thor the Dark World.
See, I don't think that's that bad.
It comparatively, I don't like. So here's what I can say positive about Thor the Dark World. Again, this is just for me, so it's tough. It wasn't hilarious, which I like at all. And it had a, I thought, standout performance by Tom Hiddleston. I thought his Loki-ing through that movie was exceptional. However, I don't remember any details about that movie. The bad guys were dumb. I think it was just a boring, like, it's definitely bottom three.
Okay.
I think. What would you, I don't know what the third is, though. And I could be wrong, and I will tell you why I could be wrong, but I'm going to say that
I mean, well, can anyone tell me the plots of Iron Man 2 and Iron Man 3? Because I really do not remember either of them, outside of one of them had a guy who was a fake terrorist.
Mickey Rourke, who was Whiplash, his dad worked with Tony's dad on the Iron Man project, and he felt slighted for some reason, so he built his own super whips to try to whip Iron Man into submission. It wasn't good. I might even argue that it's one of the bottom three. See, I haven't seen Ant-Man, but I was so uninterested. I couldn't even be compelled to watch it. So that's why I would also say that could be a bottom three.
Well, Ant-Man's totally the bottom three for me because that movie stinks.
Didn't Iron Man, I can't remember his name, but didn't Iron Man 2 also feature the guy who was supposed to have magic, the ring? I can't think of his name.
Well, yeah, I thought that was Iron Man 3.
Iron Man 3 had someone pretending to be the Mandarin.
Okay, Mandarin,
Who turned out to just be Gandhi.
Right.
And then the actual villain was some sort of corporate hooligan?
Yes, you are correct.
Yeah.
So, yes, I would say that 2 is probably, Iron Man 2 is probably my third pick.
That's fair. I can go with Hulk, Dark World, and Iron Man 2 as...
I think you're devaluing Thor movies.
I'm not. I liked Thor 1. I liked Thor 2, to be honest, but Craig, I have very low energy today, and I know that when I take a stand against Ragnarok, it is the biggest uphill battle I have ever fought, because I am a man on an island about that turd of a steaming turd of a film.
It's not great.
But today is not that day. You know what I say to fighting about that? Not today. Not today. So I am willing to, and I don't know. I feel like Dark World was very forgettable. Very forgettable.
All I remember is Dark Elves.
Yeah, and they were lame sauce. Yeah, all right. So I would say definitively the worst was Ed Norton Hulk.
Yeah, I don't think that can, and no one can debate that one, right? I mean, there's just...
No.
It's just, woo, that's
then
a stinker.
I would probably say, I personally would say Iron Man 2 and then Dark World. I don't know what you guys think. Craig, where are you on this? Because I do know what Ray thinks, because he was very clear about what he thought, and concise, because he's trying to stay focused during the segment.
Yeah, see, I as much as it pains me to put anything worse than freaking Ant-Man, I think I might put Iron Man 2 and Iron Man 3 at the bottom, because I don't remember anything about either one of them. Like, and I've seen them both multiple times, and I still don't remember them at all.
See, I've seen them only both once, and I do remember a good deal. Unfortunately, like I said, I did not see either of the Ant-Man movies, so my weighing in is not something I can offer.
Well, I don't see how you could possibly put either of the Ant-Man shows in the bottom three. So we're going to disagree on Ant-Man quite a bit.
So let's. I think we can. I think. Do I need to watch Ant-Man? Is that the key?
Oh, I hope not.
To this, I don't want to either. But I could. I could make some time for it. See if it is not. I mean, I like Paul Rudd.
He is as silly in the other movies, in the Avengers movies and Civil War, as he is in the Ant-Man movie. It's just he's all through the Ant-Man movie. So
right.
I mean, to me, it's not horrible writing. It's the jokes are, it's a comedy based on
that's,
Marvel.
That's
Universe.
One of my problems. If the title is not Guardians of the Galaxy, I want less comedy in these movies.
Ugh, even if it is that, I want less comedy in these movies.
All right, so I we're still got discussion, but right now I have.
Now, that graphic that Thwomp the DJ just posted, that guy is the best part of both the Ant-Man movies by far. He's hilarious. The rest of the movies? Ugh.
So right now we've got The Incredible Hulk, Thor Dark World, and Iron Man 2.
That's fine. I like those. I like that as a bottom three.
Where are you going to Iron Man 3 then? Number the fourth worst?
We'll talk about Iron Man 3 next week.
All right.
Because, okay, here's my argument. Iron Man 3 had the big ending with all of the suits flying around, and it was visually really good. And that, I think, pulls it above Iron Man 2.
See, I still think I'd put them both in my bottom three. I just... And I really hated Ant-Man. Really. I hated it a lot. But man, Iron Man 2 and 3 were just so forgettable.
Yeah.
Like, at least I could hate Ant-Man. Iron Man 2 just has no caring of any way, shape, or form. It's just like, it was a movie. Had that going for it.
All right. So there you have it. All the Hulk. Worst movie.
Yeah. That's a no-brainer. Oh, man, that Hulk movie. All right. There you go. We'll try this again next week. Once you're sick of this by week two or three, we'll go back and to the other segments. In other news, Ian, Captain Planet's coming to this game.
Tell me more.
In release notes for 178, the clue is embrace nature. Well, there's only one answer to that question. It's Captain Planet.
That would be my first thought. It's absurd and makes no sense, but it would still be acceptable. I don't think it's going to be him. I don't have a better guess, is what I'm saying.
I'm going to go with the gardener.
Oh, my goodness. That would be bizarre and amazing.
That would be amazing.
It's totally wrong.
Isn't there a druid, too? Just a guy called the druid or something like that? He can embrace nature.
Not that I'm aware of, but...
There was a who?
Isn't there a guy just called, like, the druid? Or I'm thinking DC, there's Dr. Druid, isn't there?
Probably. I hope not, but...
No, I think there is.
There is a Sebastian Druid, also known as Dr. Druid, but I know nothing about this character.
Yeah, there you go. Dr. Druid. Yeah, that's a guy. See, I was even thinking he was a DC comic. He's even a Marvel comic. There you go. It's totally Dr. Druid then.
Sounds good.
Seems likely.
It was a Stan Lee character. Jack Kirby.
They can't put the gardener in because he would lose to one sentinel.
He does some. Really? This guy wasn't in the superhero showdown? And I really swear to God, we've talked about this guy.
No.
Nope.
Huh. Sorry to say we have not.
All right. Well, there you go. Totally Dr. Jones.
All right.
And the next thing, I got super excited for a minute because my brain made something cool out of this. And I'm like, oh, sweet. They're adding Paste Pot Pete. Nope. It's Iron Man number 45. Pepper Potts.
The what?
It's another.
Oh, good.
Yeah, who cares? All right, so let's talk about Pepper and how disappointing she's going to be.
No way. It's going to be awesome.
Nope. For she is a blue, yellow, red, like your Iron Man do.
Right.
All system go, 9 blue. She deals 648 damage and steals one enemy strike, attack, or protect tile. If there are no red enemy strike, attack, or protect tiles on the board after this power is fired, she converts them to red. That's an odd little twist on things, but hey, whatever. As you go up, that deals more damage, converts two tiles, does more damage, converts three tiles. Or steals them, as the case may be. Yellow, for 8 yellow, your shield. Converts all friendly strike and attack tiles into protect tiles, then improves the protect tiles by 259.
Ooh.
If there are no friendly strike, attack, or protect tiles on the board, create two strength 259 protect tiles. As in a passive, at the start of the turn, if there are two or more protect tiles on the board, heal allies for a burst of health.
Ooh.
As that goes up in levels, the improvement of the tiles goes up. At level 5, it's boosting it by 466 a turn. That can add up.
Yeah.
Creating three strength, 311 tiles, and healing allies for a burst of 1556. So that's not so bad. And the red power is called Do or Die. Fire off two separate blasts that each deal 2,853 damage. If there are three or more friendly strike, attack, or protect tiles on the board, deal an additional 2,075 damage. As that goes up, it does more damage and only needs two special tiles. So it maxes out at two blasts of 5317 each, and then an additional 2853 if you've got those two tiles. So is that 13,000 damage? Somewhere in that ballpark?
So the way that reads, it's a blast, and then another blast, and then possibly a third blast, but all to the target?
It doesn't say that it targets random people or anything.
Right. So I'm wondering if it's just, you know, a blast.
But I suppose it might get that benefit of if the first blast kills the person,
right,
the second blast will hit the next person, so that's kind of nice.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering.
I mean, that's how I'd read that. Or people who can, like, I suppose if you're fighting Electro, that would be three different attacks on her, so that would negate three tiles, three sure. of her shadow steps, as opposed to this one. So, I don't know. We'll have to see how it plays, but that's something. So there you go. Pepper Potts. Not Paste Pot Pete.
Shocking that it wasn't Paste Pot Pete. Yeah.
I totally would have voted for Paste Pot Pete if I'd have been asked.
I doubt that in no way.
Let's see. There's a special legendary store. That starts tomorrow. 15% chance to get Pepper Potts. Iron Man, Mark, an X and an L. And was that 46?
46, yeah.
Or Daredevil. That's some good selections there.
Yeah.
That's good. Additional tokens for that are 25 CP. There's a Pepper Potts. Man, don't say Pepper Potts three times fast. Special limited vault. 48 of vault. One Dennis Leary token. One Agent Coulson. Three random 3-stars. A bunch of other stuff. And you can get those Dennis Leary tokens in the Civil War event starting tomorrow. There you go. Pepper Potts, Pepper Potts, Pepper Potts. Nothing?
Cool.
All right. Now that maybe you guys are going to play along.
No.
But no.
I didn't get the joke. I'm sorry.
You had to say it three times fast.
Oh. I don't trust myself right to do that. Can we just say I fail?
All right.
Can we look in the mirror and just go Candyman, Candyman, Candyman? See what happens.
Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice.
Wait, if you look in the mirror and say Pepper Potts
that's
three...
that's just irresponsible.
If you look in the mirror and say Pepper Potts three times, does Gwyneth Paltrow appear behind you?
Maybe she sells you something from her webpage.
Pretty sure Ian's on board. That's.
I was going to say, I'm going to look into the reflective surface of my telephone right now. Pepper Potts, Pepper Potts, Pepper Potts.
Oh, man.
Yeah, but you have to buy something from her. That's the trade-off.
I'm open to that.
Right.
We Ray and I extensively explored the Goop lifestyle page the other day to see what was available. And it was ranging from expensive nonsense to absurdly expensive nonsense. It's pretty exciting.
So it's like a Sky Mall catalog. Or...
No, it's much more expensive than that.
Oh, what's another place? Crap. It's got Brooks.
Brooks and Dunn?
No. Brookstones. Yeah, Brookstones. See, people figured out what I was trying to say. Brookstones.
Yeah, they're helpful.
Yeah.
I'll have to look up one of those catalogs, but I don't know. Is Brookstone a lifestyle brand?
No, I think it's just garbage you don't need at an airport for $500.
Oh, well, I don't know. There was some good stuff on here, so we'll see. I'll keep trying.
Speaking of which, is that guy still on the Jeopardy?
I have not made time to watch it. I hope so.
I read an article about how he's ruining Jeopardy.
Oh, no. Why?
How can he ruin Jeopardy by being good
because
at it?
Because he's not only good at the trivia, he has also mastering the system so that he can, you know, even if he weren't fantastic at the trivia, he could still probably win. And it's teaching other people how to do it. And now you're going to have to know his system in order to compete.
He should write a
book.
That
was this guy's theory.
That show's been on TV for 35 years. I think people should be able to figure out some kind of strategy by now.
Clearly not. Clearly this guy is the master.
Right.
But yes, okay, apparently yes, he is still there because they've been running the teacher tournament, so it's on a 2-week hiatus.
Ah, well, there you go.
Yeah.
Well, good for him. I hope he cleans out all their money.
I love when I get to, when I shout during a daily double to bet it all and a contestant actually bets it all. Makes me feel good.
Apparently it's just he gets it right more often than not, so he's been cashing up. Good for him. All right, this week on It's Always Sunny in Xandar, Gun Fever!
Let's talk about everybody's favorite.
Nathan Charles Christopher?
Everybody's favorite guy from the future with a giant gun who doesn't stone you for 10 turns and ruin PvP for Craig.
Yep.
Cable. He's blue, green, and yellow. He is a cyborg strategist, which costs you a substantial 9 blue. It appears to put a 3-turn blue countdown tile on the board. Whenever you make a green match while it's on the board. Oh, he does stun you forever. He stuns you for 2 turns and creates 2 green charge tiles.
Mm-hmm.
It's a 5-turn countdown tile, and he creates 5 green charge tiles when he gets a handle on this ability. That's pretty good.
You're going to need all that green.
Yeah, let's see what this 12 AP cost Plasma Barrage does. Deals damage. Any damage beyond the target's remaining health is dealt to each of their allies.
Okay.
And that's the damage just increases as the level of that increases. I'm sure it gets ridiculous as you pump more levels into him. Because, you know, 5,000 isn't going to down a whole lot of people at 5-star level. But I'm sure it gets better.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about his veteran instincts, which also cost a substantial 9 yellow AP. He creates 1 strength 94 yellow strike tile plus an additional strike tile for each ally still in the fight. When you make a yellow match, fortify 1 random countdown or repeater tile. He doesn't make any repeater tiles, does it? Or does he just protect his own plasma or his own cyborg strategist tile? Okay. I'm sure he teams up with someone and does it good. And the strike tile gets bigger and he creates 3 of them. He seems okay.
All I know is when plasma barrage goes off, my team really doesn't like it.
I'm sure.
I don't have green, so I'm highly jealous.
Oh, see, I like Cable. I use him quite often.
Yeah, is he a 5-5-3?
Greg has him at a 4-5-4.
Well, that's how the covers came.
Yeah, but then you followed it with use him quite often. You would think you would put minimal effort into clicking the numbers in a direction that would benefit you.
I would have to champ him.
I gotcha. I forgot that's not something that happens for people like us.
I don't know why.
In the 5-star world.
Again, he's at a 4-5-4. You can just champ him and respec him how you like.
Yeah, I don't have that kind of ISO, man.
Yeah. ISO poverty.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, Cable seems pretty adequate.
If you can beat someone down hard and then you fire that plasma gun into him and you whack the other people for boatloads of damage, well, that's real nice.
Okay. Cool. Well, there you have it. That's what Sunny and Xandar.
Yeah.
So, 5-star Cable.
So there you go.
Enjoy.
A Summers kid that is good in the game, as opposed to all the rest of the Summers who suck.
That is not an accurate statement. Wait, well, because you didn't add in the game. So sure. I'll let you say that and get away with it.
I didn't think I said it in the game.
No, you said he was the only one that was good in the game.
Oh.
But then suggest, like, you indirectly implied that they weren't good in the game, and they most certainly are.
Yeah. All right. Moving on.
Yes, do it, Doug.
Wooly, what you got in the mailbag?
You're Wooly.
Oh, there were so many comments. I'm going to start with Perandiak because I have to describe. Perandiak finally caught up. He has comments on Reddit for episodes 187, 8, 9, our interview, 190, and 191. However, I'm not going through all those because we are on the next episode. So I will go back to episode 191, where he says, local news, lots of road work taking place in our county. 26 and 80 westbound at Bellefonte are going to basically be like Atherton Street for a while. That sounds horrendous. So
yeah, I'm not coming to visit.
Yeah. He also said, while we were discussing Endgame, had some problems, but there were so many callbacks to previous lines in other movies, it was awesome. He didn't say it was awesome. I added it was awesome. But in any case, he also said that Samurai said he almost fell off his ladder in a noticeable but not heavy southern accent. That is true. I didn't actually notice Samurai had a southern accent until the last time he was on, so...
Samesies.
DDG222 Wagon Bat, I don't know, sent a message saying, I want a soundbite on how Craig feels about the new 5-star rescue goop Iron Man.
It stinks.
There you go. There's your soundbite.
Buy my book.
She's fine. I like her. I don't know if she'd be very good, but I like rescue's fine.
Yeah.
Auberman said, hey, Craig. Are you looking for a counter to Gritty Kitty and Bishop?
Yeah, I know where this is going.
Yeah. That isn't Black Suit Spider-Man. Are you interested in a counter that seems almost tailor-made for you? Are you sitting down? Yeah. He waits, waiting for Craig to sit down.
Yeah, totally sitting.
Squeak. There you go. He's sitting down.
5-star Daredevil, 4-star Grocket, and Dazzler. No joke. This is how it works. Grocket starts with the 7 strike tiles. You put the most obnoxious opponent in front, usually Kitty or Bishop. You make a match with Dazzler, who should be tanking red and black. Once the opponent's match hits Dazzler, her passive will remove many of the strike tiles and stun whoever is in front for 3 turns. Second enemy match should remove the rest of the tiles. And then you've got Daredevil's yellow passive to add your strike tiles if necessary, and his purple also great at stunning. So I did see that you had a reply to that in Reddit, though.
Yeah, my Dazzler is not high enough level to really tank anything, and my 5-star Daredevil is almost useless. So
yeah, I have that problem with Daredevil, which is why I had that reaction to that vault coming up.
Maybe I ought to try him once in a while, though. Turns out I have him at a 4-4-3. Oh,
that's usable.
It's totally usable. I should try that.
Darn near useless.
Darn near useless. I don't think I've used him since, like, he came out.
You're the worst.
I didn't know I had any covers for him. Look at that.
Alberman also had a comment about, to me, about the support segment. He said that we were correct in saying that they have only given out a few Infinity Stones. And you have to place first. Specifically, 1-star version goes to clearance level 6, 2-star to 7, 3-stars in CL 8, and the 4-star version is the top prize in CL 9. What this means is, while I was interested in hearing the different 5-star powers, I will never be able to obtain one of these. There have actually been no 5-star Infinity Stones awarded yet to anybody, nor will there be until we get CL 10. So, that's even more rare than I had thought. So, thanks.
0 is really rare.
Yeah, it's pretty rare. Mad Jabroni said, torn between which is better.
Torn between two lovers.
Infinity War or Endgame?
Like a fool.
I'm going to try and avoid any spoilers. He says, Infinity War was a shock to see the end. Not what I thought would happen. But Endgame was just all around great. Only complaint would be the last scene. There were so many great moments, though. Brycey3001, please do the segment again. The ridiculousness of some of the matchups and outcomes were entertaining. Perhaps a bit more polished this time, but it was great. Can someone explain to me why the all-mutant Freedom Force had Spider-Woman, non-mutant, on the team?
I don't know.
I do not have an explanation for that.
Nope.
Ask whoever wrote that comic.
Yeah. I have no idea. Apparently, she was in like around four of the comics. But no, I have no idea. Never read them. But he does also ask, can you take a minute to share about whether or not you think Thanos 4-star will be showing up in the meta once folks get enough covers, as he's kind of a slow, direct counter to Gritty?
I don't know. I guess we'll have to see when people actually get enough covers to level him up and see how well it actually goes.
Yeah, I agree. He does seem like that, but yeah, until I get more covers, there's not a chance.
Like I said, to me, you just fix the problem just by changing Baby Groot so that his tiles come out like one per turn instead of seven all at once.
That would definitely help.
Because that way they don't instantly start getting boosted, you know, turn one.
So, moving on, has Jin Gixon said, I'm down for a repeat of the Contest of Champions, but maybe a little more curation would be good. Also, have Craig be a little more specific about who slash how many of the opponents we're talking about, what members of any teams, etc.
Yeah, I'm thinking maybe this next time we just have no teams.
That is the truth. It will only be individuals.
Yeah, I think that's a much better way to go.
All right, there you go.
So we'll just re-roll on the magic dice if a team comes up. Because we avoided places last time, because those also came up.
Yeah, mountains.
Right.
Eventually, the superhero or villain will win, because the mountain doesn't do anything, but okay.
Ah, but the mountain will outlast me. Eventually, the superhero will die of old age.
Depends on their powers.
That's true.
All right, D-Wing said, first Kochi's reference I have heard in at least 18 years. I don't even know what the reference was, but there you go.
I don't know. Ian, was that me or you that said something about hold your horses, Kochi's, or something?
Probably you.
That does sound like something I would say.
If I were a gambling man, and I am,
yeah,
I know where my money would be.
I know I have used that phrase, so...
he also said, even excitement yawns are contagious. Go figure. Yeah. So which is higher, percentage of MPQ content in an episode or percentage of episodes that include Craig?
I think the percentage of episodes that include me. I'm in probably 90%.
Oh, easily. Ray's transition from uncertainty to pure derision regarding Ultron's origin was beyond fantastic. Glad you appreciated that. I am in tears with Ian and Craig arguing over Endgame, and Samurai's Battlecry contribution was not in the face, not in the face, thus Dom DeLuise, which is true. Dom DeLuise did have, at the end of Blazing Saddles, the not in the face. I did not get that, but to me, Samurai was quoting Arthur from The Tick, because Craig and I constantly, when we do Battlecry, we yell spoon, so yeah. I immediately thought of Arthur, so... But, yeah, I get it now. Has Jin Gixon also said, I know that this was several episodes ago, but I've been thinking about it with regards to the autoplay in MPQ. So, right now, and he goes through all the steps, you have to tap on the node, tap replay, wait for the load, tap fight again, wait for a longer load, play the fight, wait for a load, tap next, and then tap claim. And then sometimes wait for it to show you like recent progression reward and tap claim. So here's his suggestion. It's that, and he also says you're supposed to do that 6 times for the 9 or 10 nodes, plus maybe a 1 fight node along the way. So his suggestion was, once you win a fight, before doing anything else, have a pop-up that says something like replay node, and then it just goes right back into the fight with the same team, same team ups, so you can replay and do the node multiple times and then get your points and rewards for all your plays at the end when you don't replay the node.
So more like quick play, not really autoplay.
Right. It's more of a quick. Yeah, that's absolutely correct.
I can be down with that.
So he's also said in the same way that wave nodes, when you finish a wave node, you get multiple rewards, same kind of style. I'm perfectly fine with that. I don't think that would be, I mean, it'd be a little work, but not too much. I get that, and that I would probably make use of. So there you go.
All right.
In any case, that was it. That was what was in the mailbag. Thanks, everybody, for the messages. Appreciate it.
All right. Thanks, Luppy. All right. Once again, I am Hans.
And I am Franz.
And we just want to pump you up.
You up. Back on our game. That's good eating. let's see who these boosty boostermans are. Captain Marvel. Oh, I don't know what the 3-star version does. Mystique. Oh, her Masterstroke should deal lots of damage plus extra. Oh, there's some sad stories in the 3-star land, because I think last week was excellent. This week, you get Psylocke. Her powers are inexpensive.
Hey, hey, recently reworked.
Recently reworked Psylocke. Quicksilver, doesn't he explode and do some AoE if you put a bunch of lock tiles on the board?
Yeah, make a lot of blue and then he blows them up.
Yeah, that'll do more damage. Good for him. He's got a tile swap ability that's pretty good, though. Ragnarok's going to be boosted. I had to use him the other day. Occasionally I run into the Behemoth Burrito, where I only have like a cover or two of the required 4-star, and it's one of the 2-stars that I also, you know, still have at level 15, because...
Still rebuilding.
Why not?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, that would happen the other day. I looked at the team that I was fighting, and I was like, can I beat all three of them with Ragnarok? I was like, heck yes, I can. He was okay. He did what he was supposed to do. He just zapped them all with red, and then his godlike power finished things up.
So I did hear that the combination of Quicksilver and Mystique actually works well together. Oh, I've never tried it, but I just heard that. So,
does she do something to benefit him?
I think he does something to benefit her.
Oh, okay.
But cool. I don't know. I've never tried it, so I can't answer.
Like what?
I don't know. I just said I don't know. I just saw it in the Discord when we started up.
Let's fast forward to the 4-stars and see who's boosted. Oh, Coulson. Man.
Love Coulson.
That guy does everything. He does active. He does passive. He does 2 of each.
He directs this week's premiere of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. He's got it all going on.
Does he? Good for him.
Yeah.
I should watch how last season ended. I was curious.
Spoilers. Oh, speaking of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., I have another comment.
Word?
I had previously said how much I was enjoying Cloak and Dagger. I will now retract that. I am going to make it through season 2 of Cloak and Dagger, but man, it turned into a teenager show. Like, it tried to incorporate, like, you know, music in scenes that it's blatantly obvious they're just, you know, placating to teenagers.
Does it do like the MTV thing in their shows where it prints the name of the song and everything right in the middle of the show?
No, it doesn't do that.
Okay. Is this only season 2? I've not seen a single episode of
It is season 2, and it's just dragging for me. Maybe it's better than I'm thinking, but I can't really recommend it anymore.
I
gave up on The Gifted a long time ago.
Mm.
Yeah, that got canceled anyway. There's no reason to pursue it any further. I tried to watch The Runaways.
Mm-hmm.
Still haven't seen that.
And I don't know where I stand on it because my wife walked in on me watching The Runaways, watched about 5 minutes of it, mocked me mercilessly for the rest of the show, and I was too ashamed to watch episode 2.
Ow.
So, not a lot of hope for me getting back into The Runaways, but we'll see, because I really enjoyed that the original run of that comic book. But anyway, Agent Coulson, he's boosted. So all his countdowns that he can summon, they'll all do boosted things. The damage that he does when he does his cool tile swap ability, that'll be some extra damage. And he does some damage with the passive component of super secret tech, but that's not my favorite of his abilities. Craig, I hear Dazzler's boosted. Does she do things?
She comes on the screen and looks pretty. her strike tiles should probably be better.
Yeah, she should have better strike tiles.
Her green does damage. Yeah.
Yep, that'll be boosted. The Iron Fist, Danny Rand.
The defender of Kun Lun?
Yes.
The defeater of Dragon Guy?
Yep.
I don't remember the name of the dragon.
Xiao Lo or something?
Who's the master, Leroy?
Tai Lung? It's a different kung fu guy, I think. I don't know. So his like unto iron, good times, crowd control, good times. You get a good strike tie out of his chi focus. Oh, Lockjaw.
Key focus.
What?
Key focus.
Nope, it's chi.
No.
I looked it up on the internet. It said so.
No, they're wrong.
Whatever, Talos.
Talos the Talosian.
Let's see what you do. Good old Lockjaw. Good old Tuning Fork Dog, as he's better known.
I still like the graphic. Such abilities. Many charge tiles. Wow. Good old Doge.
Really? Yeah. Other than him bringing characters that don't exist into the game temporarily. I don't really know what else he does, but all those guys who do things.
Does your Lockjaw bring all the humans to the yard?
That's right.
Damn right.
It's better than yours. He does some damage with his green. He reflects some damage with his yellow. He can do more of those things now that he's boosted.
I just love watching the animation for Dog That Bit You as he comes leaping across the screen, like slobber pouring out of his mouth. He's like,
Speaking of being shamed into never again watching The Runaways, Nico's boosted. Her Pratactiles will be better. Her heals will be better. She makes a lot of special tiles with her purple and whatnot, so you'll see a lot of benefit from that if you use everybody's favorite runaway, Nico. And let's see what good old Samurai, everybody's favorite ladder fallen guy, has to say.
If you're fighting Force... against Carnage, just put Lockjaw and Nico in there. I don't care who else you use.
No,
Nico and Iron Fist. Okay. Danny does damage. They'll both give you special tiles. Nico can buff them. Throw in Lockjaw because you need a third. Why not? Oh, wait, here we go again. So Quicksilver and Mystique are both boosted in the same week. Matching blue for her makes his black and green cheaper. Together, they offer good board control. Man, that's a lot of excitement for Mystique and Quicksilver. I'm glad, though, because I would have never given you that information had it not been provided to me by a far more savvy player. You guessed it, UNC Samurai. And that's what he suggests this week. In Samurai Suggests. So listen to me now and believe me later. That's who's boosted this week. Thanks again, Mystify.
All right, let's head over to the support corner. Ray, are there still more supports?
Oh, sure. Why not?
All right.
So this is not an old support, but we never actually went over because it came out in kind of secret area. This week's in-game support. Hello, everybody.
Hello, Ray.
This week is Black Widow's Batons. That's right. You probably didn't even know they were in the game, but there they are. You can equip them to any character you would like.
Makes
one
sense.
One star. Yeah, anybody can pick up a baton. Come on.
Right.
Perk 1 with one star. The supported character's base purple damage is increased. Starts at 21, goes up to 398. Perk 3, at the start of a turn, 6% chance creates a 3-turn blue countdown tile that stuns a random enemy for one turn. The percentage chance goes up as you level it to a 19% chance. And I like that because it's every turn. At the start of the turn, you get a chance to put out a stun. So that's pretty good. At the start of the battle with 5 stars, there is a 15% chance to gain 5 purple AP. And that percentage chance goes up to an 80% chance. And at max level, you can gain 6 purple AP. And finally, if you equip this to Black Widow Infinity War, when she makes a match, you get a 5% chance to create a Defilade tile. I don't remember what that does, so there you go. You get that tile. The percentage chance goes up to 23% at max level. So even 5% every time she makes a match, I mean, it's a good chance. I just don't remember what Defilade does, so... I never use that power.
No one does. It turns into Enfilade. Yeah, that's what it does.
Exactly. So there you go. That's this week's in-game support. Batons.
Cool.
Ian, do you have something?
Thanks, Ray. I do. And this week it comes with a twist. Hey, everybody. I'm Ian.
Hi, Ian.
All right. For this week's out-of-game support. Hey, Ray.
Hello.
So do you ever find yourself worried about the... impending socio-political apocalypse that's going to consume you and take away all your freedoms?
Yeah, at least once a week, yes.
That seems reasonable. Do you know who's supporting you on the front line? The ACLU.
Oh, there you go.
They're doing their best. They're fighting a losing battle, but boy, they're always fighting. They are a very large group who uses litigation to help people protect their civil liberties. When they believe they are at risk. They're technically nonpartisan, but it's a bunch of liberal hippie nonsense, if you ask me. Some of their most famous founding members would probably be Jane Addams and Helen Keller, but have since gone on to have well over a million active members and work every day to try to prevent you from being enslaved by a police state. So Hang in there, ACLU. It's a futile fight, but thanks for trying. I appreciate it. You're doing more than I am. And that's this week's Out of Game Support, the ACLU.
Alrighty.
Thanks as always. Fortify yourself. I don't know what that is, but you guys have me totally on board for that. I'm just tagging along.
Ian, do you have Steam open?
I don't.
Oh, come on.
Sorry. I have to stay focused on my segments. I can't dilly-dally in Discord or else it's lost.
I'm poking hell in the eye.
Be lost.
Right in the eye. it's a 4-star. Oh, I haven't seen one of those in a while. Quake.
Oh.
Oh, and a bonus. Magic.
All right.
There you go. 2 for the price of 1.
Nice.
Yeah, that's a bargain. Just in time for the new season of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
gets my magic to a 1-2-2.
Did you go left eye or right eye?
I went left eye. Well, right eye. Left side of the screen. My Daisy got to 290 and gave me a token, so that was nice of her.
Great. I'll go opposite eye. See if I can't pull another Daisy. No, main event Hulk.
Ooh, I like him.
Gamma. Yeah, I'm sure it's something I need. Let's see where. Yeah, that takes his to a 2-4-4.
Mmm, that's a good character.
He's getting closer to usable. Ray, what you got?
I am going to, I don't know what I'm going to do. Neither eye worked, so I'm going to go for a chin poke, I guess. There you go. Yep, also a 4-star. Everywhere at once, Nightcrawler.
Bamf.
Nice. Except not bamf, but that'll take him to a level 308 and get me a few command points. It's kind of uneventful, but there you go. I need to change who I have, champed, or not
favorited.
Yeah. I'm gonna switch over, because I just got my Talos up to a 4-5-4, so
Talos?
He will be champed. So I'm switching over to 4-star Thanos. I should have done that before, but whatever. I didn't get a bonus.
Right.
Well, thanks to the OG, this guy. Ian, tell me about the podcast network.
The Podcast Network is the soon-to-be-named Podcast Network, available at soon-to-be-named-network.com. It has a lot of other podcasts working together to bring you lots of great entertainment. Direct links are available at puzzlewarriors3.com, or you can check out a complete archive of shows at soon-to-be-named-network, soon-to-be-named-network.com.
Sorry. I just read Donkey Steve's comment, and it in my head it went, Craig goes squeak. Ian go click. What will Ray be? Ding, 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 ding. Oh, no.
That is not what he said, but.
No, that was weird, but.
Craig has squeak. What? Ian has click, click. What will Ray's annoying sound be? I do get your, what does the fox say? Yeah, I
guess. Yeah, totally worked in my brain. anything else for the good of the order?
Negatory good buddy.
No, I think I'm good. I complained.
Wrap it up.
Complained about Cloak and Dagger. I'm good.
All right, then. I don't know. I forgot what I'm doing. All right. Thanks, everybody, for joining us this week. PuzzleWarriors3.com is our home. Go there, click the Amazon banner, buy yourself, I don't know, a smoker. Those are nice. I like mine.
I hear good things.
Yeah. Buy yourself a smoker, smoke some brisket. It's all good. Or you can head over to cafepress.com/puzzlewarriors3 and buy your something there. I don't remember.
Seriously.
Some
you can smoke my big fat brisket, Craig.
You bring that brisket over here and I'll smoke it.
Brisket smoker.
I'll smoke you on the flat and the point. All right, that's it. Goodbye for now. And remember, kids, you get your numbers and colors down, you're going to be a real threat. Good night, everybody.
Bye, friends.
Good night. Know what that means.
We'll see how long it takes somebody to figure out what that means. I'm gonna hit stop now.